John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome my colleague, Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, most recently a member of the State Department, writing at Real Clear Politics about a controversy that requires Peter to help the understand the and explain this controversy. The new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, makes remarks rejecting, that is a strong word, there's other words, repudiate, for example, the report of the Commission on Unalienable Rights, which Peter worked on when he was at State Department. This is a product of Secretary Pompeo's efforts. The puzzle here is that in many of the remarks quoted in Peter's piece at Real Clear Politics, the Secretary, Mr. Blinken, is in agreement with the observations and the judgments of the Commission on Unalienable Rights. Peter, the mystery is, I'm not going to celebrate the agreement because we can all agree that genocide is wrong and that Mr. Pompeo identified genocide in China and Mr. Blinken embraced that during his confirmation hearings. We could go on, but that's enough. That's a big one. So the puzzle here is, why is the new secretary rejecting the commission? What in it is objectionable to the Biden administration, given the president's emphasis from the beginning on human rights? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Great to be with you again. Well, let's take it first with what Secretary Blinken explicitly said. He accused the report of the Commission on Unalienable Rights, which, as you said, I served on that commission. He accused the report of being unbalanced. And then he made one specific criticism. He said that our report recognized a hierarchy of human rights, whereas he rejected the idea of a hierarchy of human rights. But of course, as I pointed out in the piece and as we pointed out in the report of the Commission on Unalienable Rights, Secretary Blinken's quarrel is not really with the commission. Secretary Blinken's quarrel apparently is with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights from 1948, for which the United States voted in favor. After all, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights makes distinctions among rights. Yes, it says they're interlocking. Yes, it says not to pick and choose. But some rights are presented as absolute prohibitions. There shall be no torture. There shall be no slavery. There shall be no arbitrary arrest, detention, prosecution. On the other hand, some rights are presented as relative to states, social organization, political order, and resources such as social and economic rights. So there are clear distinctions. Secretary Blinken objects to those. Now you might ask, why does he object to the Commission on Unalienable Rights recognizing what is deeply inscribed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and in international law? And there, I think we have to go beyond his remarks, but we can draw inferences from the salvos of criticism that have been directed at the commission from the moment that Secretary Pompeo created it. The commission warned against a proliferation of human rights. That is, the propensity among political activists, human rights organizations, law professors, human rights organizations, to give the name human rights to policy preferences that they favor. That's one of the dangers that we wrote about in the report, the Commission on Unalienable Rights, and I think this is one of the major unstated objections that Secretary Blinken and his team have to our report.
So the objection, if I understand correctly, the objection is to what was identified post-Second War. This is 70 years ago, 75 years ago. The objection is to that language is not correctly articulate, not sensitive. I mean, what can expect? You need some translation. 75 years is a long time in the course of the English language. But I'm trying to imagine why you would pick at 1945. Why not just agree and go on? That's what he did about the Uyghurs.
Sure. In other words, Secretary Blinken had several options. He could have remained silent about the report, or he could have said, good work, And this is what more we need to say. Why did he pick this fight? I think, again, two reasons here. One is, he, and along with, the progressive intellectual and political elites that support the Biden administration, that are part of the, Biden administration, constituency, they want to be able to say that the work of human rights organizations, the work of proposed treaties, the work of law professor writings in law journals constitutes a legitimate part of the expanding human rights world. They want to see no limitations or virtually no limitations on what members of their elite can pronounce to be human rights. And our report quite explicitly seeks to re-anchor the great post-World War II human rights project in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We make in that report no pronouncements on specific American commitments, but we do say there's a great deal of wisdom to be gained from returning to the declaration. And if I just may quickly add, John, I think another and maybe even deeper objection that Biden, that Blinken, but especially the people who are advising him on this matter have to our report is that in the report we are at pains to root America's commitment to human rights and foreign policy to America's founding principles and constitutional order. That's very important. It provides illumination, but it also provides limitations on our understanding of human rights and their role in American foreign policy.
Peter, the United States of America, this republic, is the product of human rights thinking in the 18th and 17th century. That irony is explicit. We derive our rights from God, and the nation acknowledges that. Is that a detail here that I'm missing? Is there some objection to that fact?
No, John, it's not you who are missing something, except having to do with the Blinken team's thinking. They think something like this, and I make this observation based upon many rounds of dealing with critics during my government service. They believe that any turn to national traditions, including the American national tradition, which, as you point out, is actually one of universal rights, announced in our declaration, inscribed in our constitutional structure. But they think any turn to national traditions ultimately undermines the human rights project because it's got to be thoroughgoingly universal, cannot have any connection to national traditions. Even though, and this shows that they really don't understand the project that they presume to defend.
We have a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I will. That the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is based on the assumption that different nations and different peoples will turn to their own traditions to provide justification for a small core of universal human rights. That's what we did in the commission's report. That's what the United States should be doing. That's, it seems, what the Secretary Blinken repudiated.
Peter Berkowitz is the Tad and Diane Taubes Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He served as Director of Policy Planning, U.S. State Department during the Trump administration, and Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.